Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jessica. I have Alyssa Kennedy on the line for a Roundup
Okay.
lawsuit,
All
please.
right, thank you so much. You can go ahead and transfer.
Okay. Alyssa?
Yes.
Okay. I have this. What did you say your name was, ma'am?
Jessica.
I have Jessica on the line for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hi, Lisa.
Alyssa, yes.
Hi.
Whichever you do.
My name's Jessica again. The call is being recorded here. And would
Okay.
you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you with a claim?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, I was.
You were. Gosh, I'm
It
so
was a
sorry
B
to
cell
hear.
lymphoma. It was the type.
B cell lymphoma. The diffuse large B cell?
Yes.
That's it. Okay. And okay. Were there any reoccurrences where you went into remission and it came back?
No, it didn't come back. I went into the hospital and I got chemotherapy. I had like seven cycles. They were like a month apart, so about 7 months worth of chemotherapy.
Okay.
And that was in December 22.
Okay. And you said you were the one diagnosed.
Yes,
Do
ma'am.
you know what year you were diagnosed with it?
Yeah, it was November 22.
November 22. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then by December, they had me in and start treatment.
Okay. And then, let's see, were you using the product at home or at work or both?
At home.
Home. Okay, so residential.
Residential.
And then, were you the one doing the spraying yourself?
Yes, I was. Yes.
Okay, so it
I
would have
was just
been
praying.
direct exposure,
Yes.
personally sprayed. What cities did you use it in, or cities?
Pomeroy, Ohio. Pomeroy. Pomeroy.
Ohio.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, was anyone else in the household also affected by it? Anything like that? Any
No, I
neighbors?
was the only one that used it. Just me.
Okay. Okay. And then, what was your age at time of diagnosis?
43.
Okay. And this could be best to your knowledge, but do you remember the first year you started using the product? Was it when you moved into a home? Anything like
Yeah, it was
that?
not long after we got our double wide here. It was July 2010.
July 2010. And then do you know what year you stopped, if you ever did?
August 22, I'd say August of 20, 2020.
August 2020.
About 10 years.
Okay.
It does great at killing weeds.
And some of the questions here are a little bit repetitive, so I apologize in advance.
Whatever you gotta do, babe.
but the let's see. Excuse me. So it was 10 years total, but do you think you used it at least 10 days or more total?
Oh, of course. What? Yeah,
Okay.
over 10 different times for sure.
Okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Perfect. And then I'm gonna read through a list of illnesses. Just give me yes or no's if you were ever diagnosed with any of these.
Okay.
HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant?
No, ma'am.
Any hepatitis B or C?
Nope.
Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Lupus or rheumatoid arthritis?
Already had the arthritis, but no, neither one of those. I already had it.
Okay, any diabetes?
No.
Any other cancers that required the chemo other than the non-Hodgkin?
No, ma'am, just the non-Hodgkin's.
Any family history of cancer?
Nope, none.
Okay. And then, bear with me.
Sure.
We'll go through the injured party information. So you said it was the large, or excuse me, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. And then can you spell your first name for me?
Sure, that's easy. A-L-Y-S-S-A.
A-L-Y-S-S-A.
Yes.
And then last name?
Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y.
Okay, perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, and are you married?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
June 17th, 1979.
And again, it was June 17th, 1979?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then your social?
280-88-9624.
And again, it was 280-88-9624?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from social media, TV, friends, family?
Yeah, I'd seen an advertisement on Facebook, and I did a little bit of research, and I filled out the application there online.
Okay. Is that when you first became aware of the injury may have been related to Roundup? Okay. Do you remember what year that was, estimately?
Honestly, no, I don't. Possibly, we'll say 22, maybe.
22, okay. No worries.
Possibly, yeah.
And then what is your height?
5'5".
Okay, and then your weight?
Oh, I knew that was coming. I'm like 180. No. 180.
And then what is your email address?
Happy, HAPPYLADY 0679 at gmail.com.
So happylady 0679 at gmail.com?
You got her.
Okay, perfect. And then the phone you're speaking on, is that your cell phone?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your spouse's name?
James.
James. Same last name?
Kennedy, yes. K-E-N-N-E-D-Y.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And then we'll go through the Roundup usage information. So how many times per month do you think, and this is just all, again, best to your knowledge estimates, but how many times per month do you think you were using the product?
At least maybe twice, sometimes three times a month. It just depends, you know, what I got the time before,
okay.
What I missed.
And then, do you know how many months out of the year you were using it?
Yeah, it would have been probably, I'd say, May, June, July, and maybe even in August as well.
Okay, so roughly like 4 months?
Yes, 4 to 5 months, yes.
So the 3 times 4 would be 12 times per year total. And then times that by the 10 years, be 120 times total in the lifetime, estimately.
Yes, it's about right.
And then did you use Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes, I used it for like 9 years before my diagnosis, okay. 9, 10 years before.
And yeah, you already gave me the dates here. You think it was July 2010 up until August 2020?
Yes.
Roughly? Okay.
Yes.
And then did you ever use any protective gear while applying the Roundup?
No. I wore safety glasses, but that was about it.
Okay. And then was it for like lawn care and maintenance, the reason why you were using it?
Yes, for weeds. Weeds and, yeah.
Okay.
There in the sidewalk and then around the house and around the garden and all that good junk.
Okay. And did you only use the product in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you ever get your drinking water from a well?
We had a few years ago, but we'd switched over before that. Switched over to city water before 2010.
Oh, before 2010. Okay.
Yes.
And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then do you remember what type of Roundup was used, like concentrated, premix?
I had to mix water with it.
Okay, so it's concentrate. And then do you know where you were purchasing it? Like a Home Depot, Walmart, Lowe's, Ace's?
It was Home Depot there in
Home
Vienna,
Depot.
West Virginia.
Okay. Do you have any
Do you want to
receipts or, oh, sorry. Do you have any receipts
Oh,
still
just
or
one.
old bottles?
No, I may have a receipt or two, but I don't have any old bottles nowhere.
Okay, no worries. Were you ever a cigarette smoker?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, how many years did you smoke?
From 2000 to about 2008, maybe.
To like 8 years, roughly.
Yes.
Okay. And then are you currently employed?
No, I'm not. I had to have a spinal fusion, so I'm not allowed to work right now.
Okay, no worries. And then did you lose any time from work due to like cancer treatment or surgery, anything like that?
Yeah, I did. I was off those 7 months that I
All
had
for 7 months.
treatment.
Okay.
Then a few months afterwards, of course, but yeah.
Okay, have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am, I have not.
Okay, have you ever been involved in any of their lawsuits? Have you ever filed disability, worker compensation, or bankruptcy?
I have disability, yes.
Disability, okay. Okay, and then other than minor traffic offenses like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
You don't
No,
feel
I
comfortable.
haven't. No, okay.
Nothing.
And then do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes, it was Kelly. It's a spelled funny. Collie, Caw, Ley, I believe.
Why? Okay. And then do you remember what hospital or facility?
Maybe. Yeah, it was Strecker Cancer Center, Belpre.
Cancer Center.
Belpre, Belpre.
In what city?
Belpre, Ohio.
Belpre, Ohio. Okay,
I
well,
have the address if you
London.
need it as well.
Is it the Farson Ave?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it sure is.
Okay.
Or it's Farson Street. I'm sorry.
First, okay. So bear with me.
Sure, take your time. Do what you gotta do.
Did she give you treatments as well?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I had chemotherapy treatments.
Okay.
About seven cycles, and they were like a month apart or so. So about 7 months worth of treatment.
Okay, almost done. Sorry about that.
Okay. That's fine, honey.
And then let's see here. So as far as treatments, was it just chemo or did you have like radiation, any surgeries as well?
No, just the chemotherapy,
Any
honey. I had
chemo? Oh,
the seven cycles
okay.
of it,
Okay.
yes. You cannot.
And then we're almost finished up. What is your mailing address?
37380 Texas Road. And that's Pomeroy, Pomeroy. And then
okay,
457-69. Oh, do you have to
perfect. And that was 37380 Texas Road, Pomeroy, Ohio, 45769.
You got her.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly, the emergency contact, we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with the case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes, we'll put my husband, James Kennedy.
Okay. And we have permission to contact?
Of course.
Okay. And then his phone number?
He's got a couple different ones. 740-691-8183.
Okay. Perfect.
Can I put one more down there for his number?
Yes,
just in case.
One moment.
Okay, when you get there.
James. Okay.
740-416-2967.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I forgot one question here. I apologize, or two actually. There would be a medical record indicating the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then where is the other one I just saw here? Oh, okay. So they do want to know, as far as like the cancer diagnosis, were there any like mental stressors, physical stressors, financial, family? They want to know basically how it impacted. Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, there was mental stress because, you know, I was stressed out about having it and I didn't know, you know, if I was going to live or die at the time.
Yeah.
Of course, my parents and my husband was quite worried, the kids. I wasn't working at the time, so yeah, there wasn't really nothing financially there except for going back and forth to the appointments.
Yeah,
I'm about close to an hour from Valpary.
Yeah, okay.
So possibly gas money to get back and forth or whatever, you know, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I think that's about it.
Okay. Okay, so we are finished up here, and then
awesome.
Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Of course, that's fine.
Okay, so just bear
and
with
I give
me
you my phone number, right?
Yes, it's the 740-508-1836.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. Okay, so bear with me. I'm just gonna put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep it up and send it over to you. I'll be right back. Okay.
Sounds great. I'll be right here.
One moment. Thank you.